reading and writing? Do they remain cultural cornerstones? Or have their importance been twittered down, a casualty of a society increasingly focused on the electronic information bursting from phones and tablets?
We're finding that there's a lot of hand-wringing about the absence of reading.
Barbara Cole, Artistic Director, Just Buffalo Literary Center.
And I think on the one hand, that's absolutely true. On the other hand, it's very clear that, at least in Buffalo, the love of reading is really very strong. So we have anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 people coming to hear an author speak as if it's a rock show.
That rock show, so to speak, is Just Buffalo's Babble series, which continues Wednesday night at Klein Hands with author Dino Mengestu, the winner of many accolades, including a MacArthur Genius Award. The Babble series has attracted winners of Nobel, Pulitzer, and National Book Critics Circle Awards, just to name a few. And that star power has boosted Babble, now in its 9th season, into the second most attended author series anywhere, turning Klein Hands into a literary destination several times a year.
Please wipe the stardust from your eyes and welcome Patti Smith.
Patti Smith and Salman Rushdie may have been Babble's biggest draws, with audiences over 1,500. The series' success has helped Just Buffalo spread the literary arts, develop young authors and poets, and about a year and a half ago, opened the Just Buffalo Writing Center. It sits atop of the stairs on the second floor, 468 Washington Street. And while school-age writers are encouraged to just drop in, a group of regulars were gathered there on a recent Thursday afternoon. The atmosphere is hyper, expected for high school students who have exchanged after-school free time for a writing workshop. They sit around a long wooden rectangular table. Ample natural light pours into the room through windows that allow for a view of the electric tower and other downtown structures. Manual typewriters are scattered about. The students, unfazed by a nearby microphone, seem to feed off each other's creativity and smarts.
He seems very anthropic, like he's into people but not into like people. He's
leading the workshop is Robin Jordan, coordinator for the Just Buffalo Writing Center.
What the kids have created are really powerful community. They're all from different schools, different grade levels, different backgrounds, but they all come here and, like, one thing one of our youth, Carson, said once, he's like, I feel like I found my people.
Question. Yeah. What does grandiloquence mean?
It means speech that is lofty in tone, often to the point of being pompous or bombastic.
How many young, hopeful writers could have benefited from a place like Just Buffalo Writing Center? That's a story unlikely to be written.
Please join me in welcoming Barbara Cole.
On a recent afternoon at the Central Library, Artistic Director Barbara Cole discussed Dino Mengestu's book, The Beautiful Things That Heaven Bears. It's one of many discussions and readings on the book in the area, an effort funded in part by the National Endowment for the Arts' Big Read Program. The story focuses on an Ethiopian immigrant struggling as a small business owner in the Washington, D.C. inner city. The story, Cole says, could have been set on Buffalo's evolving West Side.
If you have questions, I'm happy to answer.
Cole answers some audience questions, but won't give details of the authors being considered for a future Babble series. Occasionally, questions need to be rephrased.
And final question, do you read every day?
I read, I guess the real question is, what do I read every day? It's the best kept secret in Buffalo. Yep, we don't ever share it. So I actually don't read in public places. Anytime I'm reading like a potential Babble person, I do that sort of privately, because everywhere I go in Buffalo, whether it's Wegmans, the gym, the coffee shop, everywhere, people are sort of stopping me and telling me, you know who you should bring to Babble?
The Babble series continues tomorrow night at Klein Hands with author Dino Mengestu. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.